Linda, we'll start with you. Can you tell us just what Project Search is?
So Project Search was started in 1996 at Cincinnati Children's Hospital. There was a woman who worked in the emergency room and had a hard time keeping people staffed. And so she knew that there was this untapped source of people that would make wonderful employees. And so it just grew from there. It came to Iowa in 2011. We started it on campus 3 years ago. This is our third year. And what we do is we provide interns, our young adults between the ages of 18 and 30, opportunities to gain employability skills, such as learning how to use computers, working in transportation, that kind of thing.
And so this is actually a national program, so it's not
yes.
just here in Iowa and not just at ISU.
There's over 450 sites worldwide, and that's growing each and every day.
And so it serves young people who have various kinds of disabilities?
Intellectual disabilities and autism, primarily.
How did it get started at ISU?
Carl Smith, who has since retired, professor in School of Education, specifically in special ed, had this idea. He asked if I wanted to be on board with it from the very start. So we talked to the dean of the College of Human Sciences, and we talked to the various departments, to all of the different units within the College
within
of Human
the college.
Sciences.
Uh-huh.
And that's where we started. That's where we had the internships for the first 2 years. Last year, we were given permission to grow it across campus and grow from 4 interns to 10.
What departments or other areas do they work in now besides the College of Human Sciences?
Okay, so we have them in transportation. We have them in dining. We have them in residence halls. We have them at the library, at the tea room, at parking. We have some in Ivy College of Business, World Languages and Cultures. I know I'm forgetting some.
Wow. Mm-hmm. It's really spread throughout campus.
Yes.
And we have one of the young people who's involved in this project with us today. Megan, do you want to introduce yourself, say your name, and just tell us a little bit about yourself?
I'm Megan McCauley. I am 26 years old, and I graduated from Gilbert. And, well, I graduated in 2011.
And where have you worked on campus?
I worked at parking, ISU Daily, and transportation services.
And that's where you are now?
Mm-hmm.
So what have you liked best so far?
I liked, I like doing key tags.
You're going to need to explain that to us.
A key tag is, you put it on a key holder, and, then you put keys on there, and then you close it.
It's a way of literally tagging or marking keys that then they're going to distribute and give out to people who work on campus and so on.
Yep.
And you liked that because it was actually kind of hands-on, maybe?
Yes. Yes, it was hands-on. I like it.
Okay. And have there been things that you didn't like doing but you had to do?
I didn't like doing cars.
What did you have to do with the cars?
Vacuum, wipe, do glass windows.
Actually cleaning.
Yeah. But then when you're done cleaning them, they go into the car wash and get rinsed off, the dirt. And
so you don't have to wash the outside. They have a car wash.
Yep.
And I know at the end of the semester, spring, you have like a graduation and so on.
Yep.
Are you looking forward to that?
Yep. I am going to cry a little bit.
Why will you cry?
Because it'll be sad and emotions will run free. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it runs free in my heart and all those sorts of stuff.
Why is it sad that it's coming to an end?
Because I will miss Linda.
You'll miss Linda.
Yeah, and all my friends.
And your friends are the other young people that are in the program?
Yep.
And have you made some friends in the different departments you work in?
I made a connection at parking because they made popcorn.
And they shared it with you.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, I'm going to come back to you in a minute, but I have a couple more questions for Linda, okay?
Okay.
I know that you were really instrumental in bringing this project, and I know it, as in starting any new project, there's often challenges and potential things that come up that might undo it. But why was it so important to you to bring this to ISU?
We talk about inclusion, and I think we do a good job of it on campus. But I think we forget that people with disabilities can be just as productive as anybody else. And so watching the students that are walking across campus and interacting with our kids, it just seems to have changed the culture. I know that the supervisors talk about it, changing the culture within their different departments. And I think we're seeing that across campus as well. We try to have them out doing CHS week each year. We have them doing various things. They decorated a Christmas tree at the Knoll. So we try to get them out and involved with their same age peers. And I think we're seeing a more accepting, welcoming campus, I think, for people with disabilities.
So it's a learning and growing experience for the young people who are involved, but also for the others who come into contact with them to challenge some of the assumptions that people make about people with various kinds of disabilities.
Well, and with that being said, there's been some instances, too, on the bus where people have not been necessarily welcoming. And I think that has been a learning experience for our interns. And we use that in class to talk about inclusion. It's not always pleasant, but it's something that, you know, it makes me more aware of work that I still need to do.
And so in addition to the training that they're getting in their workplaces, you mentioned a class. So they have other kinds of learning that they're involved in.
So they come to campus at 8:30 in the morning, and from 8:30 to 9:30, they have class where they're learning social skills. They're learning more employability skills. So they were working on Google Docs. They've been writing their resumes. They are going to come to the business summit and do mock interviews. So we're preparing them for that. We just try to use a lot of what's coming up, problems that occur in their mm-hmm. in their internship, and we use that as a springboard for, okay, this is what we're going to talk about today. And then they come back again at 2 to 2:30, and that's a time for them to debrief about their day, talk about things that went well, talk about things that maybe were a struggle, set some goals for the next day. The rest of the time, then they're out in their internship. Mm-hmm.
So you mentioned the summit that's coming up. Tell us about that.
So the summit is a half-day event where we have invited businesses from Ames out to the athletic facility, and we're going to provide some background knowledge about how to work with individuals with disabilities and how they're an untapped source of employees. And so getting the kids out there to be able to interact with different businesses, to provide the businesses with a series of rotations where they can gain more information. So we'll be talking about the Americans with Disabilities Act in one of the breakout sessions. I'll be talking about, these are some simple accommodations that you can make for an employee with a disability. The third rotation then is where they're going to get to interact with the students. It's going to be held from 8 until 11:30,
mm-hmm.
Friday, March 1st.
March 1st.
At the Jacobson Building, second floor of the Jacobson Building. Anybody's welcome. They can also go to the website and sign up there too.
In particular, you're looking for people who have businesses.
Yeah.
And would be interested in potentially hiring some of the Project Search graduates.
Right. And Megan already works at Fairway.
Oh, is that right?
Yep. Yeah, I do work at Fairway.
And do you like that?
Yeah.
How long have you been doing that?
For 6 years now.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, I've been there for 6 years. I really want to get like 20 hours at work.
Oh, you'd like to increase your hours there.
Yeah, but I haven't got the chance.
Because we keep you busy.
Megan, that's something I was going to ask you. What kind of a job would you like to get now that you've finished this program?
Yeah, I would like to have my own business.
Any ideas of what kind of business?
Well, a coffee shop and a restaurant and maybe at night be a dance floor.
wow, you have a big vision for what you'd like to do. So kind of like a coffee shop during the day and a club kind of at night where people can come and dance.
Yep, and enjoy appetizers.
So you're interested really in the restaurant industry. Yeah. All right. Well, I hope you get ideas from the summit and make some connections that will enable you to do that. Of the young people who have completed Project Search in the previous 2 years, how would you say it's helped them in terms of their job opportunities?
One of them from the first year is one of the best employees at the cafe, and they just rave about him. He got that job right after graduation. Several of them have been hired by the Waterford Retirement Home. But I think it's really changed them. Tom, I'm going to use as an example because he was so shy. So very shy. So I think it's increased their self-confidence, their self-worth. I've just seen them grow. I see these guys grow from the beginning of the year to the end of the year and their confidence level.
Mm-hmm. And now you've been on the radio. How's that feel?
It feels great. I like being on radio.
She's been excited about this for a week.
Well, we're always looking for volunteers here. We can't offer paid jobs, but we're always looking for volunteers.
Okay, I'll
when you have more free time.
I'll look at it, and maybe I could get in touch with you guys.
All right, that would be great.
Do you guys have a card?
I will give you my contact information. Okay. I'd be glad to do that. So businesses who are listening, this is a great opportunity to really support someone coming into a career and providing them with opportunities that they might not otherwise have. You mentioned that this project has grown in the number of interns and the number of departments or places on campus where they are involved. Did the word just spread, or how did those other groups get involved? And did you have to do a lot of convincing people, or was there eagerness?
There was eagerness, but it was a lot of legwork in the beginning. So I did a mass, well, not a mass, because I sent it out to every individual department, but a lot of going over, taking even the interns over and presenting to the various departments, meeting with deans or department chairs, telling them the expectations that we had for an intern being in their program. But the interest was just and continues to be phenomenal. I mean, people are ready to jump on board. Mm-hmm. That's going to be my goal after they graduate, is to continue to find more. I would love to see them get into like groundskeeping, that kind of stuff. Just continuing to beat on doors. And I think we have a really good base of internships right now. And the people that are working with our interns are phenomenal about sharing their successes. They're so willing to come and talk at Project Search. They're willing to talk at graduation. So I think they're instrumental in spreading the word, too.
Do you find that you have to do some work, almost like professional development, with the people in the offices and departments in terms of their learning of how to work with and support folks with particular kinds of disabilities?
Yes. So at the beginning of this year, we had two separate days where we had professional development, and we had good response. We would have 4 or 5 or 6 people from each department that was going to participate come to this training, and they were so eager to learn, and they're still eager to find out, well, this isn't working, so what can I do? So we need to think about doing some more continuing education type. Mm-hmm. Things on campus.
So Megan, I'm going to let you have the final word. People are listening out there. What would you want them to know about working with or hiring young people like you who might have a disability but have lots of things to offer?
Well, it doesn't matter if you have a disability. You're able to do the job. With the disability, we're able to do all the stuff that other people could do. We may not be good at all the things that people could do. We're good at other things that other people miss.
So you may have some talents and abilities that other people don't have.
Yes.
Can you give us an example of something that you think you maybe do a little bit better than other people?
I could dance. Some people can't dance.
That's true.
Yeah, I can dance.
So recognizing that everyone has limits and everyone has things they can do really well.
And maybe most people could dance and maybe real good, but some people have like limitations. Like if they're in a wheelchair, they can still dance. They can move around the wheelchair around. It doesn't matter. We're all equals in our own ways.
And that's a great example of people dancing, even people who are restricted in their mobility or restricted to a wheelchair.
They can do it too.
I know one thing she's done really well. She's changed the environment of every place she's been. She's kind of the prankster.
I can tell that.
Maybe.
The places where she's been on campus have come to value that from her.
Oh, definitely.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you very much for coming in today and talking with us and educating us all on this wonderful program and giving us a little bit of a slice of your life and who you are.
Thank you, Gail.
Thank you.